Watch. I'm Sarah.
I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we talk about movies that involve queer women.
Yep. Super gay stuff.
Gay stuff.
Gay stuff and one thing.
What?
Gay.
anyway. Today, we're talking about Desert Hearts, which is a really big part of, like, lesbian
film
culture? Canon.
Yeah.
It was made in 1985, mm-hmm. the year of my birth.
Really?
I'm outing myself as an old person, but I'm proud to claim this movie.
I did not know that you were 4 years older than me.
Neither did I, until you just said that right now, that we were the same age. I think everyone's the same age as me. Alicia's
really?
Counting on her fingers. Anyway.
You're 33?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm young at heart.
Like, totally.
Yeah.
Not that 33 is old.
Yeah, thank you.
It's not.
No, like, it's not.
I'm surprised that you are.
The only way I feel old is that my body is literally falling apart.
But
that's
she's,
a story.
She's
that's
an
a story
athlete.
For another time.
It's because you're an athlete. Yeah. I am a bum and my body's falling apart just because I'm a bum.
Anyway, the point is that Desert Hearts is a pretty rad movie.
Yes, it's available on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's how I watched it.
Me too. And it has a bunch of people in it that I didn't write down that I didn't know.
Okay. Director, Donna Deitch. I think that's how you say it.
Oh, her. Yeah. And this was, like, the first... I don't know about the first, but it's, like, a movie that was made by a woman about lesbians.
Yeah, I felt like I knew that it was made by a woman, but then I was surprised again to see that it was made by a woman.
Yeah. Because when we talk about Personal Best, like, that's a movie about lesbians, but made by a man. Mm-hmm. Just, like, I don't know. Everything's made by men. Which is
so
why
actually,
nothing is good enough.
It's so funny. I don't know why I recently got on this, like, YouTube hole of, like, looking at Cate Blanchett interviews from Ocean's 8, but, you know.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know. It's just sometimes I like to watch my wife on YouTube. So there was this, like, one interview where she and Sandra Bullock were talking about, women in film and whatnot, and apparently, like, in the 30s and 40s, like, mm-hmm. women used to own production companies.
Really?
And stuff like that. Yeah. And it's like, what happened in that time to make it go away? For such a long time, and that, like,
maybe
women were a big deal for a long time, and then they weren't, and now
That's
they are
real
again.
Weird.
Yeah. It's just, it's
maybe
interesting.
It just started to become more lucrative or something. Men were like, "Oh, money, give me."
Oh, Sandra Bullock attributes it to the action film rise in action films. Anyway,
whatever.
She's smart. I'll believe her.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she's cute. Cate Blanchett is cute.
Don't
all the ladies are.
Yeah, my wife is adorable. Oh, I love
the one person Alicia has a crush on.
Like,
I'm like, I have a crush on this person, this person, this person.
I do. Cate Blanchett. And I realized, like, last time I talked, I was like, at least for 2 years, and I was like, no, Carol's been out way longer than that.
Really? When did it come out?
3 years ago.
Oh.
How could I forget my anniversary?
It doesn't seem that old.
But then again,
anniversary.
But then again, I've been like, I was following that movie for like a year before
it
came out.
Yeah, all the lesbians were.
Dog. So good. Can't wait till Christmas.
Yes.
Anyway, this stars Helen Shaver as Vivian Bell. You might recognize her as Faye Buckley on The L Word, the raging homophobe.
What?
That went up against Bette Porter.
Oh my god.
And also Nancy's mom in The Craft.
I never saw The Craft.
Fuck out of here.
I'm sorry. Am I fired from being gay?
No.
Okay, good.
Though, I think that is a movie that maybe one time we'll talk about.
Okay.
Maybe Halloween. I don't know.
Oh, good
I
call.
Don't know. because while it doesn't have any gay characters in it, it's definitely like
adopted by gay ladies.
Definitely adopted. And then there's also Patricia Charbonneau, who's Kay Rivers. Rivers with two V's.
Oh, really?
She's very, very gay.
Oh, my God. That's the best. Yes.
I saw this movie a super long time ago.
Probably it takes place in 1959, by the way.
Yeah, so
it was made in 85, but it takes place in 59, which makes it even more amazing.
So I couldn't figure it out for sure. I assumed it was based on the music that's in this movie. It's all from, like, the 50s. Mm-hmm. So I was like, are they just set in the past? Do they just really like this music? Or what?
Because
for some reason I couldn't tell. And
it
opens
with the thing. It says, like, 1959 or whatever.
I missed it.
It was very fast at the beginning. So it's easy to miss.
But, yeah, I saw this movie when I was probably, like, 14 or 15. And I definitely, I don't know. I think I was not as super invested in it because it seemed just, like, super old at the time.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I remember as it got, you know, into it, I remember being, like, totally glued to the screen. Yeah. But there was a lot, obviously, that I had forgotten in that time, and I was really glad I got to watch it.
Oh, good.
I watched it this morning.
Really? I watched this on Friday night, and it was, like, the best Friday night.
Yeah. I was like, dude, like, I shouldn't have done this to myself first thing in the morning. It's really erotic.
It is so erotic, but it's also so gay.
It's like
the gayest thing I've ever seen. I was really shocked. So I have been told many times by all the queer people that I know that I need to watch this movie. And I just assumed that because it was made in 1985, like, it was going to be really just subtly gay.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Maybe I'll watch it sometime. And then when we decided to watch it and I was watching it and I was like,
This is hecka gay.
This is the gayest thing I've ever seen. I can't believe this was made in 1985.
Right?
Oh, it made me happy.
Yeah. So the whole story is about this woman, Vivian Bell, who comes to Reno on retreat, essentially.
Yeah, because she's going through a divorce.
She's going through a divorce.
They never had kids, she and her husband.
Yeah, they were both professors. I think she
Which
says,
is also funny because in 1959, I wonder how many women professors there were.
Yeah.
She must have been special.
Super special. Super and, of special. Course, she is an English lit professor because, of course, she is. She's gay.
Also, she's a woman. She's not allowed to teach anything else.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, also, she's gay. Yeah, and I wonder, also, literature's awesome.
I know. But I wonder, like, how many female lit teachers there were versus, like, physics teachers or something like that. Probably. Not a lot in general.
No. they're in Reno.
Oh, yeah. And then
in the desert, which is itself kind of a character, the setting.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get a real desert feel from it. I really like that. The sounds, the landscape. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
No, it's good. I was just thinking of how Kay is another lesbian driving wildly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time we see Kay. She's driving backwards on a highway.
Real fast.
Real fast. Trying to talk to, what's her name?
Francis.
Who's kind of like a stepmom.
Yeah.
But also she lives with her on the ranch or whatever.
So Francis runs this ranch where I guess like pretty much only women go there.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a retreat center, or she rents out rooms or something.
Yeah, like a bed and breakfast, essentially.
Yeah, and there's a few other women who are renting rooms there, and Vivian comes to just chill. Be there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Frances picks her up at the train station.
Yeah, and at first, my first impression of Frances was, like, I love this woman.
Yep.
She's so...
My first impression was that, too.
Because she, like... The way she just has this like swagger about herself.
She's pretty butchy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you could be gay too.
I thought she was gonna be
She's really
gay.
Friendly to everyone.
Yeah, this is something funny. It was something that I didn't remember from my first viewing, so I was like, oh, who's this lady? I don't really remember her. I hope she would be like the woman in All About E. Like the older woman.
Yeah.
But she wasn't.
No.
At all.
Sadly. She was really cool for a little while.
Yeah, she's really cool. She has this...
She's just real homophobic.
Yeah, and she has this really intense connection with her son and her stepdaughter, Kay.
Yeah. She's also an alcoholic. And
yes.
She has a lot of depression because her husband died. That was Kay's dad, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just was devastated by it, and that was a long time ago, but she still is just kind of like depressed and dealing with it through alcoholism. But during the day, when she's not drinking, she's like real cool.
Yeah, she's pretty chill.
Yeah.
So basically, Kay, in addition to living on the ranch with her stepmom and brother, works at a casino, I guess.
Yeah. Plus, she has some kind of studio because she's like a potter.
Yeah, she does pottery.
And that's also where she fucks girls.
Yeah. Giggity, giggity. I bet there, she's had like several of the. Have you ever seen the movie Ghost?
Oh, yeah.
So many, like.
Oh, man, so many lesbian ghost scenes, but they're not dead.
Oh, just with the pottery wheel. And I hope
they're and covered in clay.
And covered in clay.
Earth lesbians.
That's redundant. No.
Yes, you make a point. Anyway.
No, not all lesbians.
So, yeah. So Kay, she's really involved in the community. Like,
yeah.
She works at the casino. She has this sort of boyfriend who she just is downright rejects him all the time, but he's like, oh, but we're still dating. And she's like, no.
And of course, his name's Daryl.
Oh, right. Of
That's
course.
Not it. That's not a, no offense to any Daryls, but change your name.
Ouch.
Yeah, and we're first introduced to Daryl when, actually, there's like two times before we know who he is. So she is...
He works at the casino too, right?
Yeah, so I think he's kind of like a floor manager or something like that. Because, and I don't know why he's allowed to do this, I guess because it's the 50s. There's a locker room for the girls to change in.
Oh, yeah.
I thought at first, like, Kay was a stripper or something, or some sort of dancer, because I didn't expect there to be, you know, a locker room setting for that. But I don't know, maybe they just put their makeup and uniform in there or whatever. Yeah. So her friend Silver is talking to her about her engagement.
Yeah, Silver's engagement.
Silver's engagement. And
to Johnny? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Also, they kiss for some reason?
I think, yeah, it's just friendly.
But they're like, they kiss on the mouth. I don't know. Whatever.
I've kissed my friends.
They're also, I think they're fuck buddies. Because later they're in the bathtub together. But Johnny's also there.
I honestly think they just have one of those, like, super close female relationships. I think it is strictly platonic.
Okay.
I don't, like...
I'll buy it.
Yeah. I mean, we can agree to disagree on this topic. I will not fight you on
it. I don't need to fight. I believe you.
No, it's just, like, to me, it just seems
like...
No,
I can definitely see it.
Yeah, it just seemed like they were both
I just
very,
wasn't sure.
Yeah. No. There are some blurred lines there.
Yeah. But they both seem totally fine with it.
And they're both totally secure in themselves, which is
fantastic. Yeah, Kay is so secure in herself, and that makes me really happy. Yeah. She, like, doesn't care about... She doesn't try to get with Daryl because she needs to, like, hide her sexuality.
Yeah.
And, like, people kind of know about her because she's pretty open, but they kind of just leave her alone for the most part.
Yeah, and, like, that comes up when... Yeah, Silver's talking about her recent engagement to Johnny?
I think.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Some J name, that's for dang sure.
We obviously never pay close attention to the men.
The dude.
We've learned that by now.
I wrote it here somewhere. I'll find out later. But she says, Kay says, don't you know by now it doesn't happen with Daryl? And she says that to Silver to basically say, like, girl, like, you know, like, I've told you this, like, a million times.
You know I'm gay as fuck.
And Silver's like, but... And something about, like, defending her reputation or whatever. And Kay says something to the effect about, like, well, if you don't accept me, then to hell with you, essentially. Yeah. And Kay does that a lot in this film, which I really appreciate.
Because she never apologizes.
She's like, I'm just going to be me, and I'm a really nice person. And if you don't want to be friends with a nice person, then you don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I love you.
And she has a bunch of friends.
Yeah, she does.
So.
Yeah. Because she's a nice person.
Yeah. She's funny.
Yeah.
She's artistic.
Yeah.
She wears a denim shirt with no pants at one point. She looks really hot.
That's a look.
It's a look.
It's a look.
She's real cute. What else has this actress been in? Do you know off the top of your head? I'll have to look it up on IMDb later.
Yeah, I was looking her up and not much. Like, nothing that
she
I read.
She was really good.
I know, right? Daryl also, like, helps her from... helps Kay from being assaulted in the casino.
Yeah,
by a customer. Yeah, that I would assume that's part of his job is to be kind of like a bouncer type.
Yeah.
Because you have a bunch of very young, pretty girls waiting on these people.
Yeah.
Who are most likely drunk.
Yeah. I hate casinos.
It's such a weird, like, psychological atmosphere.
It really is.
Like, the amount of, like, psychological... warfare that's going on in the building of a casino is fucking weird.
I feel weirdly dead in casinos. I'm just like, what the hell is happening?
I think that's kind of the point. Like, you should feel like just muted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm
but
never...
at the same time, it's like pinging and lights everywhere.
I've only seen them from afar. I've never gambled.
I've never gambled either, but I've been in a bunch of casinos because I go to Vegas for Klexicon.
Oh, nice.
And there's casinos fucking everywhere, and like. Yeah. I hate them. But anyway, different
story. Love bingo, though.
That's the gayest thing you've ever said. Just
good. Kidding. I love to dab girls with my bingo. Dab your mind. Dab your mind. Bingo, baby. I can go all day. Bingo, free space.
Should we talk about how...
No, I need to keep going with my bingo. No, I'm kidding.
Well... Should we talk about how... Oh, wait, before that, one thing that Kay says in that pantsless scene... Pantsless
scene.
She is at the ranch that night. She goes into the kitchen to, like, steal all of Francis's food for some reason.
So fucking funny. It's so, like, relatable.
Her arms are full of the food from the fridge, and Vivian comes in. She, like, can't sleep or whatever, and it's all dark... And she, like, tries to turn on the light, and Kay's like, no, we'll wake up Francis. And then she, like, drops this thing of yogurt on the floor, and they're just, like, laughing and having a good time. And then Francis is like, bring me a Coke. And so Kay goes to bring her a Coke, and she says to Francis, they talk about how she's... They're, like, sort of subtly talking about how she's gay or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says, I'm not asking you to be on my side, but if you stand in my way.
Yeah.
And I'm
Yeah,
like,
one day I'm going to find someone who counts, she says.
And I was like, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
You're so great. You, like, don't let other people tell you that something about you is wrong.
Yeah, because her stepmother is, like, has this very strange attachment to, like I said, Kay and
she relies
her own son.
On her for a lot of things.
Yeah.
The son is weird. I don't know. We can talk about that.
We don't get much of
No.
He's not a very developed character.
No.
Frances is super heartbroken and she covers it up with drinking all day, every day, or really just at night. She basically binge drinks at night and she has this because she's so heartbroken, she really depends on her kids to make her happy and have that connection to her husband.
Yeah. She basically says all of that.
Oh, yeah. And she does.
To Vivian one night when they're, like, drinking together.
Yeah, and she knows.
Yeah.
But Kay is very much, like, a prisoner. I'm not sure about... Is his name Walter, I think?
Who's Gavin?
I don't know. Who's Gavin?
What did I write down... Oh, no. Sorry. I wrote down Gwen, but it looks Gavin in my handwriting.
Gwen.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it is Walter.
Yeah, Gwen's a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to that. Don't worry. she has this, like, very strong attachment to her kids, and she kind of keeps him prisoner in a sense.
Yeah. Emotionally.
Yeah, definitely.
Not physically.
No, but it's like that idea of that Kay even has to tell her, like, one day I'm going to find someone that really matters and I'm going to leave. Like, the fact that she has to tell her that, whereas, like, a lot of parents want their children to spread their wings and go. But she doesn't.
Mm.
Yeah, I but I really love that scene where Kay is stealing the food.
Yeah, it's a great scene. But Vivian disappears before Kay gets back to the kitchen. Yeah, Kay has a serious crush on Vivian from, like, the moment she sees her.
Yeah.
Which is in the car when she's driving backwards fast on the highway.
Yeah, she's like, can I call you professor?
Yeah.
So there are so many things, or so many pieces of dialogue that I thought were interesting. One is the scene where she's stealing food, and she says, Kay says, a little company beats counting the flowers. And then... Vivian says, you're gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
And she says, no, I'm gonna make you tea.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sweet. And earlier in the movie, Vivian says something, basically like why she's here, and she says, I yearn for something I can't reason away.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I feel like that's a good description of her in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure if she left the marriage because of her gay feelings?
Yeah, it's not really clear.
It's not clear.
But later on, she also says, she says something to that lawyer she's meeting with about the divorce, where she, like, wants to be free.
Yeah, and that's kind of the mm-hmm. thing. Like, we don't really know, but we know that they're not happy. She mm-hmm. calls her relationship with her husband, like, a professional marriage.
Yeah. Which could mean they were beards for each other.
You know. That's what I thought in the beginning, at least. Which might be the case. We don't really know. We don't know much about her ex-husband.
But Vivian is not open about her gay feelings at all.
No,
she's very repressed.
Yeah, very repressed. Hides them all day, every day.
Yeah.
I think one of the first times we really see her, like, when she's super surprised, I think, to feel that way, is when she takes the mail over to Kay,
mm-hmm.
which, like, who just offers to do that?
Yeah, it's clear that she, come like, on. Wants to see Kay again.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really know why.
Yeah, and I think she doesn't really know why. And then she... There's, like, immediate banter the second she opens the door. Mm-hmm. The second Kay opens the door. And it's just, like, so natural and wonderful. The writing in this movie was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And then... Meanwhile,
Gwen's in the background.
Yeah,
naked.
Gwen's like, where's Kay?
Yeah.
and
Vivian's, like,
what the fuck?
Kind of thrown out of it. She's like, oh... This is gay. Oh my
yeah,
God.
And she was like, I didn't come here to socialize. Yeah. And she just leaves.
She just leaves. She's like, first she's looking at Kay's pottery and admiring it, and then she realizes there's a naked woman in
that
the bed. And,
yeah, not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot happened in between then and my next note, but all I wrote was, Kay is so welcoming and charming.
Yeah.
She's just so charming. Mm-hmm. She's such a charmer, and I love it.
Yeah, I would be charmed real fast with her.
The pants. Reminds me of, Charm the Pants is what I meant. Reminds me of, Fried Green Tomatoes. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, there's a line where she said, where one of the characters says, you're a charmer, your teeth are good, a bee charmer, where she has just come out with a bunch of honey and bees everywhere, and it's just like, that's a good movie we will watch.
Okay.
It's just, yeah, she's just so charming and so delightful and so genuine.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
One thing I also love about this movie is that it passes the Bechdel test with flying colors. Like, women are talking to each other about a lot of other things besides men.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's one scene, I forget who she's walking with. Oh, no, it's a scene when Vivian and Kay are walking together with some horses through the desert.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, like, their ambitions in life and stuff. And I was like, that's the scene where I was like,
Yeah, this like, is, like, this... weirdly unheard of.
Yeah. Like, yes. Because, like, that's what I talk about with my friends. I don't just talk about dudes, obviously.
Yeah. But... Because we learn later on in the film that Kay had gone to college.
She's kicked out for quote-unquote unnatural acts.
AKA doing it with a girl.
Yeah.
Not that that's a laughing matter.
No.
It's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's clearly an artist. She doesn't want to spend the rest of her life working in a casino, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting about Kay is that she knows that,
mm-hmm.
but she's afraid to do anything else. For how confident she is, she's afraid.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah.
God,
mind-boggling.
I've never felt like I've related with a character so much. And I just realized that now.
Yeah. What an awesome character to relate to.
Right? Also, totally done that thing where I took off all my clothes and went to bed. As a surprise. What? You know, she takes off all of her clothes and she goes into the bed.
What are you talking about? Oh, what? At the end? Okay, we jumped ahead a lot.
I know. We'll get to that.
Yes.
But anyway, I thought that was my
I know what you're talking about. Wow. That's a gutsy move.
I just think I'm funny.
I admire it.
Ballsy.
Ballsy. Boobsy.
I just think I'm funny. So many balls on my balls on the chest. though something that is weird that Kay does, she goes into Vivian's room when she's sleeping. Just once.
Oh, yeah, she does do
and
that.
And I think she's...
I forgot about it.
I think she means to, like, kind of, like, confront her and confront the feelings. Mm-hmm. I forget exactly what it's after. Maybe it's after the horses in the desert scenes, day, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But Vivian's definitely not sleeping. Uh-oh. I mean, she is, but she knows that, like, there must be some sort of presence there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Her gay spidey senses awaken her. Joe, that's his name. Silver and Joe.
Oh, my bad. Not Johnny. I think I was just thinking of from All About E. He kind of looks like, they don't look like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just because he's from Brooklyn. He's kind of like a greasy,
yeah.
Greasy guy.
Yeah.
That's just what the East Coast looks like, you know that.
I know, I'm from the East Coast. Anyway, there's also a really great scene where they're trying on clothes.
Oh my god, I love that.
That is the best scene, and there's this one part where... So Vivian's trying on clothes. Kay and... Is it Silver or Gwen? It's Gwen, right?
I think Gwen, yeah.
Yeah. They, like, go into town. Vivian's trying on clothes. These really cute, like, shirts with, like, floral western shirts.
Yeah.
They're just
and
so
she,
funny.
Like, so not Vivian.
Yeah.
Vivian
but she looks great in them.
Oh, no. So beautiful.
And,
it's nuts.
Oh, who was it that gave the look... Vivian, like the way Vivian looked at Kay when she came out of the dressing room and Kay was like telling her or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But do you watch Wynonna Earp?
No, sorry.
Okay. I'm going to assume that at least some of our listeners watch that show. The way Vivian looked at Kay was just like how Waverly looks at Nicole in Wynonna Earp, which is like the most swoon-worthy look. It's just like... Oh, I love
they,
you so much.
They both did a lot with their eyes in this film.
The lesbian staring quotient was strong.
Yes. But also, like, there are some parts where, like, they look hungry.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's good acting.
Yeah. That's why I love Way Hot on Waverly and Nicole.
Yeah.
Because those actors, they just, they get that so much. And they're just like, yeah,
they have hungry. The chemistry to
they
do it.
They have the chemistry, yeah.
Yeah.
And this was like that.
I've seen gifs of them, yeah.
They're
gorgeous, and there's a reason people like them.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
They're also basically the only reason that show is still in the air.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they know it. They market heavily to the gays.
Oh, goodness.
Anyways.
Well, that's kind of good.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm all here for it.
I wrote the quote, "'Cause he reached in and put a string of lights around my heart."
Oh, yeah, that was Francis talking
about. Which is something, Francis says to Vivian, I believe, right?
Yeah.
About her late husband. And it's something that's repeated later on in the film. And, really, that's, like, a good way to, like, describe when you're in love with someone and you don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But you feel this, like, not a heaviness, but you feel this, I don't know, presence in your chest.
Mm.
I guess it's the lights.
The zapping string of lights around my heart.
It's beautiful. All right, what'd you think about the kiss scene? The first one after the wedding.
Oh, in the rain?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a lot of rain. They were both real wet. So after, was it a wedding or an engagement party?
I think it was their wedding.
It was their wedding. Okay, so it was Silver and Joe's wedding.
They're so cute, by the way.
They were cute.
I love how Silver...
I'm like, oh, this is a hetero couple, but
Silver,
I kind of like them.
Yeah, and Silver picks up Joe a lot.
She's like, tall. She's really tall.
Yeah, she's a little taller than him, and she, like, picks him up and, like, like usually yeah. what a man does to a woman. Yeah. But
they both seem like they're really in love with each other. They're so goofy, but like,
yeah,
I like them.
Yeah.
But actually, I was kind of confused about this, not the kiss scene, but what happens afterwards, but I can ask about that later. Maybe you understand better. Oh, by the way, Jeffrey Tambor was in this movie.
When?
He was at the wedding. He was one of the friends, but he had a mustache, and he was really, like, young and thin, and I was just like, why do I know that person? And then I just looked up the cast on IMDb, and I was like, Jeffrey Tambor. Okay, well, we all know how I feel about him now.
Problematic.
Anyways, yep. He had a small part in this movie.
I totally missed him.
So, Vivian, Kay, like, really wants Vivian to come to this wedding. Mm-hmm. So she comes. She comes. And we just talked about the feels like 2 seconds ago. I'm talking about orgasms a lot today.
Yes.
But anyway, then Vivian leaves the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. I think she's just kind of over it.
Yeah, I kind of missed that part.
Yeah, because I rewound it, too, because later on, Frances is super upset with her.
No, you're right. I think it is the engagement party, because she's in, like, the new, like, Western shirt.
Yeah.
Because at the wedding, she's wearing, like, a dress.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. So it is the engagement party.
Yeah, so you're right. You're right in the beginning. Okay. It's the engagement party, but...
But I don't understand why...
I don't
like, why is it a big deal if Vivian doesn't even really know them? Why is it a big deal if she just leaves? She was there for most of the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it was because Kay went after her?
I think that's why Frances was so upset. Because once Kay left with Vivian, mm-hmm. people started talking.
Oh, that makes sense.
And that's why...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Vivian left, but Kay just went right after. And yeah. then they both drove out to this lake. That was mm-hmm. really beautiful.
Yeah.
And did they fall asleep in the car or something?
I think
they Because it was nighttime.
I think they drove all night and they...
They just were there in the morning.
I think they were technically out of state.
Oh, that's right. She does have that line where she's like, I can't leave the state, but it's because she's going through a divorce or something.
Yeah, it should be that you're like, you just don't leave for lots of reasons.
Yeah.
Depends on the state.
Yeah.
But I guess, which is, it's just weird though, because she didn't want anything from the marriage, so it's not like she's like a flight yeah. risk or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, I think they drive... all night, and basically they get to this lake in the very early hours of the mm-hmm. morning and just walk around, and mm-hmm. it starts raining
yeah,
very heavily.
Pouring. And Vivian just, like, runs back into the car. Kay stands outside the passenger's window where Vivian's sitting inside.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, doesn't care that she's getting drenched. Knocks on the window, and Vivian rolls it down. And then Kay just sticks her head in and kisses her.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was so, like, slow burny.
Yeah.
You know? It took, I felt like I was, like, watching it and I felt my heart, like, mm-hmm. thump, thump, thump. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I and know what's like, going to happen. When's it going to happen?
And it's just, like, it's so slow.
Yeah.
And you don't really know.
Even the kiss itself is super slow.
Yeah.
And then Vivian kind of freaks out.
Yeah.
She pulls away, and she's like, what does she say? Something like, well, I can't do this or something. We need to go back. Something
yeah,
like
something like that. And then Kay says, she gets in the car, finally. She mm-hmm. goes, where'd you learn to kiss like that? And
yeah.
she's just trying to be, like, funny and mm-hmm. friendly. And Vivian says something to the effect of, it belongs back with blah, 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 blah. So it's like she yeah. knows this part of herself, but mm-hmm. she doesn't really want to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when they get back, it's even worse because mm-hmm. Frances kicks Vivian off of the property.
Yeah. She's like, your stuff's packed. Get out.
And essentially it's like, why is she so obsessed with what people think about her and what they think about, I don't know, it has nothing to do with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, because you don't get that impression in the beginning that she cares at all.
Yeah, the only thing that I think that I connected it to was when she is talking to Kay and she's drunk in bed after Kay gets her a Coke.
Yeah.
She says something to the effect of, like, the ranch isn't doing well.
That's right.
And, like, she can barely afford payments or whatever.
Yeah.
So
anything
like,
that could make her business yeah. go down or something.
But it's, like, also, you know, that's hiding her homophobia real well, too.
Right.
So, and anything that will take Kay away is a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's just
yeah.
It's
she like, hates gays, but she won't let Kay go anywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of a... There's like a three-tiered response here.
Just a layer cake of bad.
Layer cake. Yeah, she's like, I shouldn't have let that lady come with her books and her influence over my family.
I know, it's like, come on, dude. Seriously?
And she says, I can't claim angel's wings, but I'm normal.
Yeah.
Fuck off, princess. But Vivian says the betrayal is mutual.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, some good writing.
Yeah, really good writing.
Yeah, essentially, like, Frances gives her accommodation somewhere else. And...
Oh, yeah. That's where they have sex.
That was nice of her, I guess. Yeah, and Kay...
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, here's another hotel. Get your gay ass out of here.
Yeah.
So, a couple of days pass before Kay finally shows up at the hotel.
Mm.
And it's super funny, and Kay's like, ah, oh, she's so fucking smooth.
She is really smooth.
Because Vivian's trying to backpedal, and she's kind of, like, talking about how innocent it was, and
yeah.
how it's just friendly, blah, yeah, blah, yeah. blah. And Kay's like, well, if it's so innocent and friendly, like, why are we talking about it? Like, why is it a big deal?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. yeah. So funny. She also, Vivian says, I'll write a short story of revenge.
Oh my god, I missed that line. That's the best line.
I was like, oh, I want that so bad.
What a great gay line.
I want that so bad.
Oh, short story of revenge. It's like fan fiction.
So, I really did love the sex scene, but the beginning was like a little problematic to me.
I agree.
Because Vivian keeps saying no.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, whether or not you can tell that it's because she's just a little scared to admit to herself that mm-hmm. she likes it or not, like...
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's like, no, you both need to be ready.
Yeah.
And she was shaking.
Yeah.
Which I wrote down, she's so scared she's shaking, poor thing.
Yeah. And...
Which yeah. also is amazing acting, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it's really subtle. Like yeah, to shake like that.
Other than... Yeah, so there's some blurred lines of consent.
Yeah, which is never cool.
Never good.
But the sex scene itself is, like, the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I was so shocked. I just wrote in capital letters, like, whoa, this sex scene. Oh, my God, come through, 1985. I was so surprised.
So there's a couple of things that I loved about it. And this is part of kind of like the blurred lines thing, which maybe I shouldn't like.
Oh.
But she says, I wouldn't know what to do, Vivian says. I wouldn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Kay says, you can start by putting the do not disturb sign on the door. And then she fucking does it.
Oh, yes.
So it's like a little like, is it like a dominatrix kind of like thing? Or is it consent? I don't know. It's a little shady.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I want to say I really like how smooth Kay is, but also, like,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. But also, just, like...
I'm conflicted.
You can be smooth, but you also need to get consent.
Yes. Absolutely.
You can't just assume someone's into your smoothness.
That's true. And that part of that, yeah, is also, like, maybe don't get naked in a bed.
Yeah.
Note to self. I thought it reminded me a lot of Carol.
It did. And it also reminded me of Disobedience, because there was one part where, like, it wasn't the same level of spit play.
Spit play? Some kink shaming?
Yeah. But it was, like, there was some spit happening that
yeah,
you could see.
Yeah, they were, I appreciate that the actors really mm-hmm. went into it.
Yeah.
Because
and there was no music either.
I wrote
which
that.
Made
totally
it
silent.
So sensual. I was just like taken right there.
Yeah, it's totally silent.
Yeah.
But Vivian gets into it really fast mm-hmm. to the point where like I'm pretty sure they don't leave the room for a while because
yeah.
at one point, what's her name? Kay is like, we need to like stand up and take a walk and like go somewhere.
Yeah.
And I also like there's a scene where Vivian like her head is coming up
yeah,
from one part. So yeah, it wasn't Vivian, just like it wasn't just like kissing in right. bed.
Yeah. So Vivian kind of talked. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like just turned right around and did it.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Yeah.
I like when they go out to like dinner or something like that, mm-hmm. and Vivian says,
and immediately start fighting.
Oh yeah. And, but she says, I feel so exposed, and Kay says it's because of me, and she goes, and me.
Yeah.
So it's like she comes to this realization like really fast, like, yeah, I totally want this.
Yeah.
Which I love. there are so many things that I just love about Kay. And she says, I act that way so the world won't change mm-hmm. me.
I wrote that down. I don't act that way to change the world. I act that way so the world won't change me.
Yeah. But you're right. They do.
They do fight.
You put this on your Instagram and I died. Doesn't have to unravel so quickly. It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
I was like, I am crying.
Yeah. I just laughed so hard at that. And then, like, 8 seconds later, they have sex again.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And then Kay just sends Vivian off on a train.
Yeah. It's really interesting because, like
they
I said,
also
Vivian...
have a weird conversation about how Vivian says, you deserve to be with someone who loves you for who you are, which is why we'll never finish this conversation. And I was like, the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Like, how gay are you?
Yeah.
But I love how, like, Vivian just, like, kind of came into her own really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of, like, pressures Kay in a good way to, like, go outside of her comfort zone mm-hmm. and, you know, take that confidence that she has and go forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because she says, just ride with me to the next stop.
Yeah.
What are we going to get? What are we going to talk about in 40 minutes? I'll talk fast.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, again, you know they're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Great movie.
Also, there is some symbolism there and the parallelism, because as the train is going, Kay's walking backwards.
Oh, yeah. And she's driving backwards in the beginning of the movie.
So it's just like, this is a great movie.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
Yeah. If you are into, like Sarah said, the canon queer mm-hmm. film culture, mm-hmm. this is a must.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm sad I didn't watch it earlier, but I'm really glad I saw it now.
Yeah. It's awesome because, yeah, it really exceeded my expectations in the way that Personal Best did, because
yeah, same.
I think I, you know, I let the year kind of fool me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be awful based on what?
Based on when it was made.
Based on when it was made.
Yeah.
Or who made it or whatever. But I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, same.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so get in touch with us. Let us know how you like this movie.
Yeah.
After you definitely watch it, because you should.
Yeah, absolutely. And let us know if you're more of a Kay or a Vivian.
Oh boy, we should start a Twitter poll. Speaking of Twitter, we're at Gal Pals Watch on Twitter.
Ooh, good plug.
And Instagram.
Instagram at Gal Pals Watch. Tumblr, Gal Pals Watch the Podcast. Mm-hmm. .tumblr.com. I got it right, folks. Round of applause for me. And regular galpalswatch at gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you
guys. Have a great gay week.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Rate, review, subscribe.